www.thepairyourself.org.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, people are very arrogant, and they don't want to believe they're enslaved. They don't want to face up that there's something bad happening or going on because they're lazy and because they don't have enough respect for themselves subconsciously to believe that they could actually affect change or do anything about it. Well, listen up and listen good. You're only alive once. It's a very special time to be alive. Humanity is at a historic crossroads, and I'm asking new listeners to take a challenge, to check out the claims I've made in the last hour, though they sound incredible, because if just 10% of what I was saying was accurate, you're in a lot of trouble. And I got news for you. I can't present all the evidence I've got on any one subject. It's much worse than I was saying. And we're all in it together. This thing is, these people running things are geniuses. It is very well orchestrated. And they are in control. But they're not in complete control. And we've got to wrest control away from them before their grip gets too tight. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Toll-free number, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or 836-0590 for local listeners that listen to us on the 590 AM station, KLBJ. And then coming up, update HR 1207, now up to 179 sponsors to audit the private Fed. This is the Times of London headline, FBI lured dimwits into terror plot. The arrest of petty crooks over a plan to target Jews has put the use of sting operations under fire. We wrote a story back when this broke on Wednesday. In fact, I didn't print it off. What's that headline in there? The one that's got the John Stewart clip from 5 years ago, 3 years ago I'm going to play. The last time I did a stage deal like this in Miami. The headline was say that on air so folks can hear it. Swing your mic around. I just want to point out that we pegged this exactly.
New York terror plot, another government provocateur set up.
And then we go on to say they will end up being on welfare as borderline retarded and will be potheads. And then it came out in mainstream news 3 days later. Exactly. Mentally retarded, potheads, on welfare, Christian group, not even, just like Miami, some Muslim, some Christian, totally retarded. Feds created the group. And would give them tons of cash to say they were going to attack. That's coming up. Also, I want to get into the control grid itself. You know what their goal is, eugenics, population reduction, total enslavement. But what will the process look like of getting there, and what is the cashless society enslavement system? Right now, let's go to KJ in South Florida. KJ, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Alex. I do have a couple of real-life examples to support your points. I remember back in high school, them giving us shots back in the 70s, and students passing out in class. One guy right beside me fell down, was shaking like a leaf, you know.
What, you didn't like being injected with SV40 cancer virus? You don't like dying of cancer? But it's for the Earth. David Rockefeller knows best. I mean, I just read the Mayo Clinic. 2.9 times, almost three times more likely to get the flu and go to the hospital or die if you take the flu shot. Science Daily, I mean, just don't listen to the Mayo Clinic. Take the injection. Gender-bending chemicals in plastic sterilizing you? What's wrong?
Well, you know, people, they're just so trained to believe that doctor wearing those smocks just like that Milgram experiment, you know.
And all they are is a technician, especially now, that takes their orders off an HMO computer written up by the feds. They just carry out what they're ordered to do.
As a matter of fact, Alex, I was recently in the hospital. They had to fix a broken bone I had. They wanted to give me an injection of a vaccine. I said, wait a minute, I don't know anything.
No, everyone, pediatricians, regular doctors, clinics, they, by regulations, are supposed to push it on you. This is ahead of making it the law, as they've admitted. Hundreds of injections you'll be forced a year to take. HPV, killing girls in mass, you know, the papilloma shot, Gardasil, just enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, I got you. See, I was going to tell you, too, I was in the business at one point, so I kind of know those facts about the pill. You were talking about that earlier, the estrogen. The birth control pill, it's It's an abortive fascist, meaning it causes abortion at a very early stage. Plus, a lot of people don't realize that one of the main ingredients in the pill that they sell is pregnant mare urine.
Yeah, what they do is give you certain types of hormones so your body thinks it's pregnant so you can't get pregnant. And that just so happens to be what the plastic bottles leach out of hundreds of different formulas for polyurethane and other plastics. They pick the one for universal adoption that just so happens to sterilize you. And I just so happen to have Australian mainstream newspapers where their government proposed doing it with their plastics in the 1950s. But they love us. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. See, Alex, I had a quick question. When they start going to these, getting people into the camps, what do they do with, like, legal aliens or...
Well, no. They make you want to go to the camps. As I said, first they say you're not allowed to be homeless in California, in Hawaii and other states. Then they make you go live in a camp. And then they badmouth how you're being paid to live at the camp. Then you got to start working at the camp. And then the illegals, the camps, you know, they admit the FEMA camps are for the illegals to sell that because it's popular. But then it's really for the general public.
Well, I mean, like, people like my, people I know who are like...
Well, society collapsed. I mean, they're lucky there's camps. They're going to have, I mean, when they do Marine Corps drills, they have role players begging to be in the camp. See, that's how the psychology works. Go ahead.
People like on green cards or foreigners, what would they do with those people?
Well, if they're not causing a political problem and they want to work for low wages, they'll be just fine. It's mainly people that own businesses or things that local Nazis, local globalists are going to want to rob. There's going to be so many as the system heats up that are like, wait a minute, your son denounced you as part of AmeriCorps. Have you seen the new AmeriCorps ads where they're marching in military formation, chanting and saying, this is my uniform, I rule you? Oh, it's so good. Come on. You know it's good. Ken and Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
We're just looking through a periodical, and it was mentioning some House resolutions out of Texas. That's HCR 50, and the other one is, hold on, give me a sec, HCR 76, which is a concurrent resolution.
Okay, tell us about them.
The one is basically talking about the state sovereignty of Texas.
Yeah, I had the state senator on from Texas that introduced it, and a bunch of states have passed it. 30-plus are considering passing it. It declares sovereignty against the feds under 9th and 10th Amendment. The media calls it secession. No, it's not. The states created the federal government. They're saying, hey, Jack, stop violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
What
about it?
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Yeah. And before, I have to commend you on this, having Mr. Levy on Friday speaking about the, I guess you would say this, the centers of power. Have you seen the movie Empire of the City?
No, I haven't.
Okay, about 30 minutes into the film, it talks about three centers of power. It talks about the Vatican, which is a city, which is a country that's in a city that's in a country.
Then you've got London, that is a private corporate city within a city that is part of a country. And you've got the Washington, D.C., the political power in D.C., the money power in London, the religious power in Rome.
I read this book one day, and I think it said something about all three of these systems coming together.
Yeah, I'm not here to bash Catholics, but you know the Pope, the last two, Benedict and then John Paul before him, did call for one world government, but also the Baptists are calling for it, and the clergy response teams are saying, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord, take the inoculations. We broke that a year and a half before it was declassified. I'm not bragging. I'm just starting to realize we're like breaking everything. We're the ones that basically brought Estelin over here. I got him on Coast to Coast AM. That got picked up. Now the guys that put out... he told me this 2 years ago. It's just so exciting. The guys that put out Terminator Salvation and bought the Philip K. Dick books or have an option on them. I separately knew about them from other folks because I've been in the Philip K. Dick movie, Scanner Darkly, that they're making their next movie about the Bilderberg Group. I knew this 2 years ago and never talked about it because it sounded so wild. I believed it, but I didn't think listeners would believe me. Now it's being announced, and I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow. Anyways, that'll come up later, that they're going to make a national, international movie about the Bilderberg Group. And I'm just so glad that we keep setting these bushfires, keep bringing people together, keep integrating the information, keep blasting it out there. Good to hear from you. Bob, Mark, Lewis, many others. Your call straight ahead. Then I'm going to get into the massive control grid. I'm going to get into how they set up fake terror groups. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Yeah. I'd say it's shouting at the devil. They got up on their air and named names in the eugenics operation to lay out exactly where this society's going. to go in against the New World Order 110% because I love humanity. Even though we're a fallen species, I love my fellow man. I love every man, woman, and child out there, and I am going to fight the globalist. Let's continue with your phone calls, and I'm going to blitz through all the news in the next segment. Bob in Connecticut, you're on the air worldwide. Bob, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
The reason I'm calling, I've been listening to you for about 4 or 5 years now. I agree with almost everything you say, and I know everything you say is true because I've looked it up. I've done my research, and but you know what? You know what irritates me more than anything?
What's that?
Is I talk to my family and my friends, almost everybody I know, and I try to explain to them what's happening, and I'll tell you what, maybe I think I know one person who even cares about all this.
Well, let me explain something, though. 5% won the Revolutionary War. About 1% started it in 1775 until, 1785. And so over and over again throughout history, it is a minority. It was less than 1% that was against slavery in 1800, the abolitionist. But by 1868, sir, well, let me just, but for those that don't know, we have a lot of listeners who are hearing this and it'll be discouraging. All I found is that I'm able to affect change, get things done, stop evil legislation anytime we fight back. Yes, the majority of people are dumbed down, literally brain damaged from sodium fluoride, mercury in the food, in the shots, the aspartame they're drinking. All of this is eugenics. And so they don't respect themselves.
When my question is, when will people ever wake up and actually stand up for their own, your own rights or your own security? Why does everybody have to put up with this?
Listen, I hear you, brother.
They're attacking us day after day. Like, I have kids, I have family. I know they're attacking my kids. I have one kid in public school. I know how they are. I know what's going on. It's nonstop, like they're after us. I don't know.
Hayes County try to kidnap the 8-year-old daughter of one of my employees this week. It was all over the newspaper.
I know. I heard it. I mean, listen every day.
People make me sick. I mean, it's just everywhere. No, listen, I hear you, and I understand your frustration. It's just like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Maoist China. It's got to get worse and worse and worse because the average person deep down doesn't have respect for themselves and is scared. Scared to stand up. Scared to speak out. They don't understand that human destiny is all about standing up, all about being leaders. But mainly the public, adults watch over 4 hours of TV, the youth over 5 hours of TV a day, and the average grows every year. I saw the study a few months ago, the latest numbers. People are watching on average about 20 more minutes of TV a day every year. It just keeps compounding. And television, with the flicker rate and the images, admittedly puts you into a lower brainwave. It puts you into a sleep state. So do video games. These are just scientific facts. You can search engine, Google the term Alzheimer's, television viewing. It literally fries your brain. Whereas radio and reading boost your brain, your neuron connections, because when you hear me say yellow bicycle or Cape Canaveral or space shuttle or dimensions of Miss America. What do they say? 22, 36, whatever. I don't know. What's the dimensions of Miss America? Pull it up and I'll say it on air. When I give those dimensions, you imagine a woman with large breast, a small waist, nice figured, you image that. If I say space shuttle, you image space shuttle. That makes new neurons, new connections. With television, you go into suspended disbelief. You go into a gawking mode. Your brain waves lower. And people are doing this 3, 4, 5 hours a day. What's the dimensions for Miss America? I'm going to get... Go ahead and say it on air. Give it to us.
36, 24, 36.
All right, there you go. Say it again so I can remember it.
36, 24, 36.
All right, there you go. Now you're all imaging girls in bikinis up on a stage. But if you were watching television, you would just be watching the girls on the stage. Same thing with reading. Reading, you have to imagine it. It causes multifaceted, three-dimensional, and four-dimensional connections in the thought processes. I'm already digressing. What does it matter? Folks, can you get mad? Getting mad can break you out of your... Number one, people aren't just mesmerized or under a spell. They're also societally under peer pressure. They're supposed to bike ride 5 hours a day or, you know, once a week or jog 2 hours a day. They're supposed to be in perfect shape, be a yuppie, have a short haircut, you know, do the whole fake corporate lingo to climb up the ladder. They're all scared to death inside of what people think of them. You know, I sit there and I watch crowds of people. I watch the hippie types and the yuppie types and the good old boy types and the gangster types and the Mac Daddy types and the environmental control freak types and all the types. And that's like a costume people put on. And we all are how we grew up and what we like and, you know, what we're into. I'm not knocking any of that. The issue is I sit there. I was at the gym today, and I was running on the treadmill to get warmed up, and I was before I went and lift weights, and I was watching people in the parking lot going next door to a Mexican food restaurant. And I was watching young people and old people and, you know, good-looking women, and the good-looking women were so insecure. You know, they'd get out and adjust their pants, and they'd adjust their bra, and they'd adjust their hair, and they'd kind of, you know, get in their beautiful mode of kind of sticking their chest out and swaggering into the Mexican food restaurant. And I'd watch the men get out and look at their car and adjust their wallet and kind of stick their chest out. And I'm not a peacock, okay? And I know I do all those mannerisms as well. But above that, I've got my other levels of thought going on about just how amazed I am to be alive in this galaxy on a planet hurtling through space, orbiting a sun, and the deep oceans filled with all these little, you know, millions of different forms of life and fish and plankton and krill and huge forest and sunsets and the moon and just the incredible dynamicness of life. I'm just mouth hanging open. Unbelievable. And through that, I just what you could call ultra confident. I have transcended being insecure in a crowd of people. I have transcended caring what people think about me. I could, with my little pot belly, waddle out naked on a stage in front of people. It would mean nothing to me. A billion people laughing at me would mean nothing to me. Humiliation means nothing anymore. I mean, it's crazy. And I realize I'm free of programming now, or becoming more and more free. Whereas the public is taught by Madison Avenue and advertisement and culture and school and then their friends and family regurgitating media propaganda on them so it, you know, takes on a reality in the streets and in business and in life and in church. They're all scared to death. They're desperately trying to dress just right, act just right, so somebody doesn't think something about them. My problem going to the extreme, though, is that I won't dress nice. I won't comb my hair. I'll not care what I look like. So I've got to remember that it's more effective fighting the New World Order if I dress nice and comb my hair. Because I'm literally thinking about deep space nebulas, quantum mechanics, off-world space colonies we should build, just absolutely all sorts of exploration, ideas, humanity, and what the globalists are doing to us and how do we stop them. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't know what that meant. Evil minds, but that is exactly what it all is.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
As the war machine.
As the war machine.
And by the way, they are really gearing up to go after Iran again.
Death and hatred to mankind.
That's a whole other subject. I want to go to all your phone calls. Lewis, George, TJ, Peyton, Mark, Steve, Wilson. We'll get to everybody, but I got to get going with this right now. The control grid. The cashless society, tracking, tracing, Patriot Act compliance control grid. All over the world, they've signed treaties, they've integrated the systems from Costa Rica to the United States, Canada, Australia, England, Europe. They have face scanning cameras. They have cameras that pick up your unique facial heat recognition. They have blimps and aircraft and helicopters doing the same thing. I first learned about this about 12 years ago, that Indiana and Texas had done federal test grants to have squad cars and highway cameras reading all license plates. And in the last 8-9 years, they had articles about every car that comes into San Francisco, or every car that comes into Chicago, or every car that comes into this Florida town has its plate run, which is guilty until proven innocent, which is a dragnet, which is what criminal states would use to abuse the population. Imagine what Stalin or Hitler would have done with that. States always abuse that. And the Pentagon developed it. And they're using it in Iraq, and MIT brags about it. And every time I talk about this, it's now widespread. They're now announcing it to the slaves. They track everybody with their cell phone real time. NSA's listening to everything all the time. All emails are being read by AI computers, keywords. I mean, this is all admitted. The microphones built in on your cameras have NSA listening 24/7. Everything's, it's totally criminal, totally illegitimate. They take your blood at birth for 36 years, put it in the eugenics DNA database. I told you that 12 years ago, had state reps on about it, congressman on, never was in the news, now declassified, now public. I mean, again, thousands of things happening. So they're putting the grid in right now. A grid that blows away 1984, and then they'll bring in the physical oppression on top of that, which they're now heating up. I see articles every day where the cops run up and tackle some innocent guy and kill him or put him in a coma or, you know, stomp somebody or shoot him in the back, and the police chief comes out and says, we did a good job. Our officers felt threatened. They're setting this precedent, though those cops will be torn limb from limb by the system as well. And so will their children. You know, they'll be there at their child's bedside as they die of cancer, not knowing they were hit with a soft kill weapon. But that's what you want. It's what you demand. It's what you get. We all get it. We're under an evil system. If you don't have the courage to admit it, it'll only get worse. So I thought I'd play part of this BBC news piece to analyze the way they spin it. Oh, look, it stops a stolen car. That's how they're now announcing in here. Oh, these cameras, it stops a stolen car. They've had this for over a decade in nationwide. Now they're announcing it. Now the squad cars are getting it. Austin already has it. They don't tell most of the officers at some of the cars. Houston has it. Dallas has it. And again, total control, but they can also frame you with it, just like they can with your blood they got at birth, or with your digital photo, or your thumbprints. And they've been caught doing it. So let's go ahead and roll this for people. This is from England.
They watch and log. This is CCTV that knows what it's looking for.
Romeo.
10 million registration plates are scanned every day, and if anything is not right, from no tax to a stolen vehicle, the system shouts.
Come on.
These officers have just heard a stolen car is coming their way.
This vehicle's been tracked through AMPI, yeah?
Yeah, it's been picked up by the fixed systems.
Out the vehicle!
You're in custody, all right? Yeah. We believe the vehicle's stolen.
All right, then.
The car had been stolen, but these two men rented it without knowing.
Yeah, right.
It was ANPR that spotted the crime.
We've seen an increase of some 40% of arrests since we've had this technology. I'm very confident that we are using it properly and responsibly, and that innocent people have nothing to fear from the way we use it.
Some would disagree. John and Linda Catt found themselves on the wrong side of ANPR. Sussex Police put them on the database because they attended these anti-war demonstrations. The system's meant for criminals, but they haven't been convicted of anything.
I was threatened under the Terrorist Act. They had to answer every question they put to me, and if there's any of those questions that I refused to answer, they will arrest me. Well, I thought to myself, what sort of world are we living in?
Sussex Police wouldn't comment on their case, but some say secrecy is a problem.
Known character, Richard Bill, BBC TV.
Every single registration plate the system sees is logged and stored, not just criminals. Every journey you've made on a main road is held for 2 years. The Information Commissioner, whose job is to protect our data, says no one is regulating the police on ANPR.
There's very little monitoring. I mean, my office has very limited powers. We have very limited resources. We're not actively monitoring that area. You're right to ask the question.
Nobody's checking that data.
No one's checking at the moment.
So who is watching over this new system? I asked the Home Secretary.
It's regulated in terms of the law. It's regulated by the Information Commissioner.
He doesn't think it is. He doesn't think it's regulated by anybody other than the police.
Well, and it's something that we will
legislation about. You can see the rest at Infowars.com. That's the same Home Secretary Jackie Smith following EU law that banned Michael Savage from entering England. And they arrest you now in England if you criticize open borders. Robin Page, BBC presenter, was arrested for literally criticizing open... Well, not even that. He said the word homosexual, and they said that's an illegal word now, even though it's just a scientific name. Because whatever people are offended by is now illegal. So if I said I'm, you know, oxygen. Oh, I'm offended by the word oxygen. It's scientific. I'm arresting you. This is how all of this happens. Now... ladies and gentlemen, I told you the White House Chief of Staff wrote in a book and gave speeches saying they're going to put everybody on the no-fly list, 1,100,000 and growing by 30,000 names a month, on a no-gun-buy list and then SWAT team you to get your guns. This is on record, Now they've introduced three bills to do it, and they're blasting through, racing through Congress. Just give you a bill number, since you may not believe that. I actually printed it off. I can't keep track of all these. Here it is. No Fly, No Buy Act, H.R. 2401. Go read it for yourself. Then they have the No Bullying Act, H.R. 1966. I actually printed it off. You can go read it. It says, if anyone says you hurt their feelings, you're charged federally with a felony, multiple years in prison, $500,000 fines. H.R. 1966. Here's another one. FBI and states vastly expand DNA databases. New York Times, 18 times the regular level. Anyone stopped under federal money with local police will have their DNA taken. Already happening in Europe. See, total control. And the police departments have been caught everywhere framing people. Because the criminal class in Russia, in communist China, in Nazi Germany, and in every other nation in history, and now here, takes over the police. And then it's all over. Hell on earth ensues. The good cops are kicked out, and that's now happening right now. Hell is about to be released, okay? Just get ready. A lot of you are out there smiling, giggling. Just get ready. You're going to get hit, and you're going to get hit hard. You wanted to be a slave, you're getting front row seats. Oh, by the way, instead of this is how my brain works. When I see an article about license plate readers, then I think about the face scanners that have gone in everywhere and how they're tracking and tracing you. And how that ties into how if you're not a good globalist and haven't paid your taxes, and they're now announcing this here in Texas, they say, oh, we've got bills in the state legislature. Last time I checked it, it's about to pass. Where the minute your insurance is up, the face scanning and license plate scanning cameras will flag police to pull you over. And you're like, oh, great, that'll arrest illegal aliens. No, they're going to be selectively released, just like under the Homeland Security laws and under stipulations in the stimulus package, they get jobs and money without IDs, but citizens get felonies if you don't. See, we're the idiots. We're the slaves. We're known as the cowards that'll take anything in America. The illegal aliens, the globalists want them here. They're exempt from everything. Just a fact. I've had Austin cops admit, oh, yeah, we don't arrest illegals for drunk driving, no ID, anything, but we do citizens. But the point is, I dug up this article, special license plates shield officials from traffic tickets, Orange County Register. In California, over a million government bureaucrats now can speed run lights. The scanners can't read their plates. Ah, this goes two ways, doesn't it?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Myers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
After midnight, we don't chug a midshine. All right, I want to jam in final phone calls here and give each person 45 seconds to a minute or so. Lewis, George, Peyton, Mark, Steve Wilson, others. There's no way to air this whole thing, but 3-4 days before mainstream news, I mean, New York Times, Times of London, you name it, came up with headlines like FBI lured dimwits into terror plot. The arrest of petty crooks over a plan to target Jews has put the use of sting operations under fire. Here's another one, Alternet. FBI blows it, supposed terror plot against New York synagogues is bogus. It's totally fake. Just like in Miami in 2006, and I've seen this literally hundreds of times, they go in, they find Christian black street kids who are on welfare, 75, 80 IQs, mildly retarded. They're not even Muslims, they were Christians. They said, we'll give you hundreds of thousands of dollars to give you this warehouse to buy guns. They couldn't even figure out how to buy guns. Some of them were 14 years old. They said, we'll give you $100,000 to go film the FBI. They couldn't make the camera work. But by the time it hit the news, they were an army that was going to destroy America. And it was just, the government had barely saved us. And they were working with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and turned out that was, of course, fake. Well, it's the same thing here. So I thought I'd pull up this John Stewart, because he said it well back in 2006. Just play a minute or two of the press conference where Alberto Gonzalez really gets caught trying to hype the sphere. Now, now at least they didn't stage another 9/11. You know, it's hard for the feds to stage those big events. So they have lots of fake fear-mongering. And 7-7 was a group of patsies they paid to be part of a drill they blew up. Just like in 93, the New York Times admitted the feds cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, told them it was a drill, had them park the bomb in the building. Thank God it didn't blow the whole thing up. I mean, I've seen this hundreds of times. McVeigh thought he was taking part of a drill. That's now been declassified, been in the Associated Press, but hidden in plain view. Nobody seems to know about it. Here is the clip.
We turn the tables tonight and we begin with the war on terror. In pursuit of which, as the New York Times revealed last week, the government has been monitoring not only private phone calls, but also bank accounts, to which the usual suspects cried, fascism, big brother! We'll suck on this privacy horse.
As been reported, seven men were arrested yesterday in Miami on charges of conspiring to support the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. These individuals wish to wage a quote, full ground war against the United States.
Seven guys? I am not a general. I am not in any way affiliated with the military academy. But I believe if you are going to wage a full ground war against the United States, you need to field at least as many people as, say, a softball team. Which, of course, would be 9-11. Nevertheless, how about that new terror-tracking FBI?
Unfortunately, because of the fine work of law enforcement, these men were unable to advance their deadly plot.
A dreadful potential catastrophe averted. And clearly, government wouldn't bother to hold a press conference if this were not a major step in the war on terror, right? All right, so good night, everybody. And, oh, I'm sorry, questions.
Did the man have any actual contact with any members of Al-Qaeda that you know of?
Any... The answer to that is no.
Did you find any explosives, weapons?
And you raise a good point.
You do raise a good point. That point being that these deadly international terrorists had very slyly disguised themselves as a bunch of dipshits living in a warehouse. Very cunning, very sly.
All right, that's enough. You can watch the whole video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The point is it in England and in Russia and in Nazi Germany? In every case, Marinus Vanderloop, retarded street kid. They stripped him down, said he burned up the Reichstag. And now the FBI goes out and they look at welfare sheets. They're always on welfare. They've always got borderline retarded. But they've got to know how to be coached. And then they'll have an FBI guy show up as an imam or as a Rastafarian and say, I got a $200,000 for you if you'll just wear camo. And then they interview these guys on the and they literally can't talk. They're like, we're soldiers for Jesus. We're fighting them. And they're like, but I thought you're Al-Qaeda. We were soldiers to get on the streets of America as soldiers for Jesus. Meanwhile, they were planning a massive, deadly ground war. Now, at least, again, the feds didn't actually cook a bomb and tell them to go park it for money. And tell them, oh, it's just a drill. It's a drill. We just need you to help the FBI here. They drop it in. It blows the World Trade Center half up. I mean, this is what they do. You think I like coming on air and going up against the FBI? These are scary people, folks. Very scary people. Oh, it doesn't matter. Actually, the government's nice. Everything's fine. The $14.8 trillion stolen by offshore banks was for your own good, and everything's wonderful, folks. Before I go to your calls, a lot of people are asking, how do you find like-minded people like a caller earlier? The best way is a uniform. But you don't want to run around in, you know, say, a red uniform with black trim like Obama's new youth corps. How about a 1776 shirt or a Culpeper Minuteman flag, don't tread on me shirt. Or how about what I'm wearing, Live Free or Die shirt. We have really got some high-quality designer shirts we've made at InfoWars.com. You want to meet like-minded people, this is the way to do it, going out to protest, demonstrations, tea parties, whatever. A lot of folks are getting excited about this. Go check out the whole line of Patriot material, ball caps, you name it, at InfoWars.com and films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which exposes what I've been talking about for most of the show today, the eugenics operation. But please, let's all start networking, and a great way to do it is wearing the type of shirt I'm wearing right now on my back. Let's talk to Lewis in Colorado. Lewis, thanks for holding.
Yeah, it's a huge honor, Alex. I'm a big fan of the show. What I wanted to know is, we listen to the show every day, and we're trying to figure out what we're ever actually going to do about it. What can we do to resist?
Well, like I said, we've got to network. We've got to meet like-minded people. We've got to start saying no to the system. We've got to start calling into more talk radio shows. We've got to just get the buzz going and going until we're the majority of the people, until the majority is aware of the New World Order. Just what I just said. I mean, it's so simple. Why do governments wear uniforms? So they're identified, so that they can know their own group. Well, we need to be identified by patriot slogans, by strike up conversations, meet like-minded people, create a local organization in your area, fight the federal takeover of your city and town, educate folks about how they want to use the military against the American people. Most military is against the end of Posse Comitatus. Stand with our military against the New World Order.
And finally, when we have everybody on our side, what is it going to be, a violent revolution or a nonviolent revolution?
Probably, because the globalists are going to get violent trying to stop us.
Right.
And so we're peaceful.
Arms and chemical warfare, and how do we fight any of that?
Well, because the military, most of the money they gave was to Ron Paul. So that's of any other candidate, Republican or Democrat. So they are on our side. The police, a lot of them are on our side. If they aren't, we need to point out all these facts and get them to wake up to what's going on. So you're going to track us with license plate reading systems, but cops will be above the law and all government bureaucrats will be above the law. That's tyranny. I just pointed that out of the news. They're going to track all of us with this stuff that's already in place, but special license plate shield officials from traffic tickets. And now, is that tyranny or, you know, what is? Then everybody gets so scared. Oh, the government, they've got the military. You know what it would be like for the military to try to capture the United States? Just politically, how unpopular that'd be? So they have to say, oh, the Army's out this weekend stopping drunk drivers. Oh, the Army's doing a takeover drill of the school to fight terrorists. They have to acclimate you to accept it first. And that's what's going on, to train the military and the public that it's okay. So this Memorial Day, remember, our military's always fought military dictatorships and countries where the military is used against the people. Why is that now happening here? Because offshore banks have hijacked our nation in a corporate takeover, and NORTHCOM and the military work for them now. We're not against the military. We're against them being in bad hands. Like if I was a German in World War II, I wouldn't be against the German military. I'd be against the German military in bad hands. Go watch Valkyrie if you want to understand that. That's a true story. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you do, Alex?
Good.
Alex, you know, I find it highly ironic that these dregs of humanity that you expose and speak of, they refer to themselves as eugenicists who are dedicated to the so-called improvement of the human race, whereas in truth, everything that they do with their so-called eugenics program is designed to destroy all that is good about humanity.
Yes.
If they were true eugenicists...
No, that's their cover to carry out evil and to dominate anything smart, anything intelligent, anything with more than one brain cell. This is about hyper-dominance, hyper-control freak, but they're killing everybody and dumbing everybody down for the globe's own good.
Yeah,
what they do is hate humanity. They're psycho-control freak killers.
If they were true eugenicists, they would immediately destroy themselves, for they're the scourge on humanity, and they represent the worst that humanity has to offer.
I agree with you, brother, and I appreciate your call. You know, I meant to tell this story because Paul Watson's going to do an exclusive article on it tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com. But look tomorrow for an article about the fact that the Halcyon Group company that is putting out the Philip K. Dick movies right now and putting out Terminator Salvation, they're putting out a movie about Bilderberg from Daniel Esselin's book. We have the latest edition of that, by the way, the Free Story of the Bilderberg Group, available at Infowars.com at a discounted price. Hope folks will get that and spread the word. Endgame is the definitive work that covers it all. But that is going to be their next movie they're making. How neat is that? Congratulations to all those folks. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3, and back next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.